Just-in-Time Devotionals, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, the great reboot. This pandemic hit all of us. Maybe some of us were taken by surprise. I believe that God was talking to others about certain situations that would come and that we would have to learn to confront them, because it is part of life. Some may blame Satan that it was something sent by the devil, but I don't believe so. Satan has nothing to do with this. I think it is a matter in which we have to learn to realize the consequences of our own mistakes, of our own sins, and at the same time to realize also that it was something allowed by God in nature to teach us that we are not self-sufficient, that we are small, and that we need a complete dependence on Him. So if we did not learn anything through what we lived, because we went back to the same life and started to do things the same way as before, we fill our agendas, we work. We put our eyes on what we don't have and we want to achieve, because we are never satisfied, and therefore we cannot be grateful for everything we have and receive from God. This means that we did not learn anything, and unfortunately, this pause in our life that left this pandemic, instead of leading us to learn, led us to accelerate life. To go back to doing things as before should not be the reason why we suffer and we went through what we went through. Could it be that everything was in vain? Today I want to start a series, and I hope you join me in starting this series called Reset. And I have given it this name because I want to talk a little about this reset, or this reboot, that God allows us as humanity. It is like when suddenly you have an electronic device, let's say a computer, and it crashes and the screen turns blue. Has this happened to you? Then the computer is blocked and you don't know what to do. So the only thing that comes to your mind is to turn it off and turn it on again. That is to restart. Restart it. When we turn it off, it erases all the temporary memory. It seems that the problems is solved because it turned off all its functions, and then when you turn it back on, it restores the temporary memory. You realize that it no longer has the blue screen, that it is no longer blocked, and that you can use it again. It is because you restarted the system. What if we better think that all this was God's deal with us, so that we could restart how we were living life before? How are we living life? We can analyze how we had our home, our house, the job, the company, how unfocused we were, or how focused we were. What we are doing in the ministry, we no longer had time for God because there was too much work. We no longer prayed because we are too tired. Yes, we had settled for I believe in God, but that's it. I love God my way, or I know that God exists, but I have many things to do. And when we were on our way to destruction, to end the marriage, to end the relationship with the children, to end what the Lord had given us because we did not take care of it and we neglected it, then the reset button was pressed and there was a temporary shutdown and there was a pause in time. Usually, when they tell you to reset the computer, for example, a modem needs to have internet, and you call the operations or the operators, the first thing they tell you is press the off button, wait about 5 seconds, and turn it back on. For God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. So I can't literally tell you that this reset lasted 5 seconds. But if the off button was pressed and we could realize that nature was grateful, the air, the water, the ocean, the rivers were improved, nature was grateful, but man did not understand. How tremendous it is when man hardens his heart and doesn't understand, always looking for someone to blame and to say that this comes from the devil. This doesn't come from God. This harmed us. For some, the pandemic led them to close the old business they had and to do a re-engineering work, to reinvent themselves and start something new. And they are doing much better now. So we can say glory to God. What a blessing. A new opportunity in the middle of the crisis. Some realized the pose and started to analyze how their Mary was doing, how their life was. You went to work and down and arrived late at night. You found your children asleep, and when you left them asleep. You no longer had conversations with them. You no longer enjoyed them. Now with this pandemic, you had to lock yourself at home and enjoy them. Yes, it changed our life. It changed our habits. But unfortunately, as the animals of habits that we are, we went back to resume life at the same point where the pandemic broke us. Not so that we could understand what God wanted to take us to, but to go back to do the same again. Then the question is, why do we repeat history? Why didn't we understand God's intention? Why go back to the same? In this new series, I ask you to join me because we will talk much more about this reset. About this reset in life. How, through the points that we are going to discuss, we can understand, take advantage, and put into practice this pause that the Lord allowed us to live so that we do not repeat history, so that we can take advantage and understand God's plan and move forward. Join me in this series, and if there is anyone who needs to learn, I believe that everyone, you can share this word with many people, that in this series we can enjoy. And I ask you, please do not close your heart to listen. Open your heart, because sometimes we can say this word is good. I should send it to someone else, but it is for you. Start with you, and by starting with you, I want to give you this text that will be our basis to share this whole series of reset. Isaiah 43 verse 18 says, "But forget all that, it is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am about to do something new. Look, I have already started. Don't you see? I will make a way through the wilderness. I will make rivers in the dry and wasted land." In the King James Version 1960, it says, "Again, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I want to make something clear, and this is what the Lord says. The deserts are going to come. They are part of life. The moments of loneliness too. But there, God is going to get involved, because He has promised to be with us. And there, God is going to get involved to make something new that will soon come to light. When we talk about something new, it means that we had to have learned something from what already happened. That something already happened in our life, and now the new has to be manifested. The next step is the new. How to enjoy this reset? How to start this new life? Because suddenly you will say, "Yes, Pastor, but the debts continue. The economic situation continue. The problems around us continue." Of course they did, and they will continue. It is part of life. When I tell you that your life will change, I am not talking about becoming a millionaire. I am not talking about changing your car, that God will pay all your debts. Maybe the debts will continue. Before the pandemic, after the pandemic, many things around you will continue. But how are we inside? How do we see life? How is our heart? That is what changes. God does not specialize, my beloved friends, in changing situations. It is not about changing situations. And the most evident thing, the pandemic is a situation that got involved into our lives and took us to changing moments. And now that we are retaking to continue moving forward, and that God tells us that He will do a new thing, we took back the package of the past. We went back, or better said, we continued with the same life we should have let go. We took back what we should have given, and what we had to see change in us did not happen. Then we realize that we get used to the same thing we got when God wants us to teach us and take us to the new. We need to let go. We need God to work on us from the inside, because the outside may not change. God does not specialize in situations. God specializes in transforming lives. And when you are transformed from the inside out, you see things in a different way. You react to life in a different way. God's way, and that is the best way. Welcome to this new series, Reset. Please join me and let's explore together what God wants for us. Let's have an open heart to realize that it didn't change because we just didn't want it to. And if something really did change, we need to see the fruits of it. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you because it is necessary to see what we have missed at some point. It is necessary, Father, that you show us those things that we have to give up and that we have to change. Thank you, beloved Father, for every moment of crisis and difficulty, because there you show us first that you are with us and that there is always a new opportunity and a different way of doing things. Thank you because you teach us that there is a plan for those who love you, Lord. I pray that we will strengthen and that you will direct us in this series so that our eyes will be open, so that we can really start over and not pick up where we left off. A life transformed by you is what we need today, Lord. Maybe the problems around us continue, but the victory is in how we will face it, hand in hand with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. A hug. Blessings.